from Sweetest Friends. In the previous shiur, we saw Kasha that Birchas Hanenah, there's no Arvus, because apparently it's not obligatory. So why by Birchas Shechita and Shurma is there Arvus, even though it's not obligatory? So to answer this question, says Marv Rabbi, I'm going to go to Ruchai Meir Horowitz. We need a number of Akdamos, and with this we can also explain the Shita of the Machatzis HaShekel, that you could be Motzi others in Birchas Hanenim, B'di'evit, even though you yourself are not Nanah. And that is as follows, that the Meiri in Rosh Hashanah Chavches and Rionos and Bilonil and Rosh Hashanah hold that the reason there's no Arvus is not because, by Birchas Hanenah, is not because it's not an obligatory bracha, but because you're not Nanah. If you're not Nanah, then there's no bracha. And it could be Rashi also holds that way, because Rashi says, Rashi's mechalik between Nanim Stam and Nanim Shuchova. If it's Nanim Shuchova, then you could be Motzi others. Nanim Stam, you can't, because it's not Chova. But primarily Rashi would hold that's just to be mechalik between Nanim Stam and Nanim Shuchova. But Rashi, you could say fundamentally, would hold, like these other Rishonim, that if it's Nanim Sheinu Chova, Nanim Stam, and meaning Nanim Sheinu Chova, so the reason you're not going to be Motzi others is because you yourself are not Nana. And if you're not Nana, then there's no bracha. Can't be motzi others if you're not nana. The whole bracha was nitkan anana. Now, linyan brachas hamazon, where Tamid or Beniyon write in brachas lamed vav amid aleph. And so to the kesef mishnah, that you can't be motzi others in benching if you didn't eat, because it's like brachas hananin. Benching is like brachas hananin. So it's like brachas hananin, you can't do unless you are a nana. So to benching, you can't do unless you're nana. Now, as far as benching goes, the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Bir Halacha Tav Pei Tes, and it's also mashma like that in the Pashas of the Ran and Rosh Hashanah Yad Aleph on Beis Midah Pei Arif, that b'di'evit you could be motzi somebody in benching even if you yourself don't need to bench. So now it's gevaldik. We equated Birchas Hananin and benching, so they say same thing by Birchas Hananin it would come out. And even if you're nana, b'di'evit you could be motzi others. In other words, the reason that you're not being able to be motzi others by Birchas Hananin is because it was Nitkan al Hana. But still, with that reason says that yes, it was Nitkan al Hana, but even though you were Nana, B'di'evit, you can still be Motzi others. If the pshat was that it's not a Chova, so it's not a Chova, how you mechalik between the Chetchil and B'di'evit? But we see that according to the reason that holds that the reason you can't make the bracha for others is because it was nitkan al hana, but that's only lechatchila. B'di'evit, you can make it for others. Because this svara of imlo nene is only a lechatchila dika svara. But b'di'evet, even if you're not nene, you could still be motzi others. Because birchas hamazon, you can't make for others. If you yourself, midrabbanan, you can't make for others. If you yourself didn't eat. If you yourself weren't nene. And yet it still works b'di'evet. And it's actually Mefurish like that in the Tashrit, who says that both by Birchas Hanan and Birchas Hamazon, a knowledgeable person can be Motzi and Ignoramus if the Ignoramus doesn't know how to bench, if the Ignoramus doesn't know how to make a Birchas Hanan, and even if the knowledgeable person is not getting Hana. And it's Meduik like that in the Ramah, who writes in Tavkuf Pei Tes that if you're not Mechuyev by Birchas Hanan, and it's Aser Lechavero Levarech B'Shvila. He writes the lesson of Aser by Birchas Hanan, but not that you're not Motzihim. So it's Mashmid that B'di'evit you are Motzihim. So now we understand the Machatzis HaShekel, who is Mechalik between Lechatchil and B'di'evit. Because the Magen Avraham holds that Birchas HaPasan Shabbos, there's no Arvus, even though it's a chova. So it must be that the word is, why is there no arvus if it's a chova? It must be the reason there's no arvus is because by Birchas Hanenin you have to be nene. It's not because it's not an obligation, it's because you have to be nene. It's a chisaron of the mevarach if he's not nene. He can't make a bracha if he's not getting hana. And like we said, that svar is only a lechatchila dikasvar, it's not a bidiyeved dikasvar. Bidiyeved, even if he's not being nene, he could still make the bracha. So that explains the, again, this is the Machatz Shekel and the Magen Avram. That explains why the Machatz Shekel is machalik between the Chatchil and Bidiyavid. Like we already saw in the Bir Halacha and in the Ran, at Bidiyavid you could, and the Tashbits, at Bidiyavid you could be Motzi even if you're not Nene. Even if you didn't eat Birchas HaMazon and Birchas HaNenen, you could be Motzi even if you're not Nene. Because that's a, because the Svar is, and Chazal were only attacking the bracha if you're being nene, but that's only the chatchila. But the eved, if the guy mamish doesn't know how to make the bracha, then you could be motzi him. And it works out beautifully because the Magen Avraham, and also we also have the chilek, by the way, between shechita and shurim and birchas hananen. Birchas Hananen, there's no arvus. Why is there no arvus by Birchas Hananen? There's no arvus by Birchas Hananen. There's no arvus on Birchas Hananen because lechatchila, because you have to be nene in order for there to be arvus. If you're not nene, there's no arvus. But shechita and shuma are not mitzad hana. So therefore, there is arvus. If the vort was Birchas Chova or not Birchas Chova, so then you're in trouble. Because nen is not chova, but neither is shchita or truma. But since the vort is that there's no arvus because you're not nene, so that only applies to birchas hanene, not to shchita and truma. And the reason it works out so nicely is because the Magen Avraham and Reish Tes, who's mechadish that b'shogeg, if you make a bracha b'shogeg, you can patru somebody else b'di'evet, even though you shouldn't have made the bracha, but if you did, you patru them b'di'evet. So he's miyaseh his words on the Rama in the Darkei Moshe Reish Tes, and that would be the Rama Lashitaso and Tafkuf Pei Tes, that b'diavad you could be motzi somebody in Berachas Hananen even if you're not nene. So Magen Avraham is passing like him. So if he's mevarach b'shogeg, he could patru somebody even if he's not nene. Even if he shouldn't have made this bracha, he still can patter as someone else. However, b'meizid, if somebody made the bracha l'batala b'meizid, their chazal say that's already going too far. Their chazal say that you can't be motzi the other person b'di'evit. But b'shogeg, they left the arvus and the ikar adin. And the ikar adin is that b'shogeg, b'di'evit, you could be motzi somebody else. Just like if you make the bracha b'shogeg, just like if you're not nene, you could be motzi somebody else, so too if you make the bracha b'shogeg. Just like if you're not nene, but the other guy doesn't know how to make the bracha, you could be motzi him. So too, if you made the bracha by accident, you should have made the bracha, you're also motzi the other person, even if you're not nene. But that again, that's only b'shogeg, you're not doing it on purpose. The only time you're allowed to do it on purpose is if the person doesn't know how to make a bracha, mamish, and then you make it for him. But not b'meizid. And that would only work with two zecharim. But that wouldn't work with an isha and isha, according to the Nodeb Yehuda, because by an isha there's no arvus. You have to be in the category of arvus. But there's no arvus bein ish l'isha. So this, that it works b'dieved to make a bracha for somebody else, is only if there's arvus. That's only two males, but not a male and a female. And it would also come out in nafkamina, according to Nodeb Yehuda and the Dago Meravava, that from ish l'isha leka arvus, there's no arvus from man to woman. So let's say a woman made a bracha and she wanted to pater men, and the bracha was levatala b'shogeg. Those who heard from her aren't yotze. Why? Because mitzat shomea ka'one, as we said in the first shir, it doesn't work. There's no shomea ka'one if it's a bracha levatala. Because shomea ka'one, we saw as mitam shlichus. That the one making the bracha is the shliach of the shomea. And if the mevarech shouldn't be making this bracha, he's like a shliach she'eno bar chiyuva. So if a woman's making this bracha lebatala, she's like a shliach she'eno bar chiyuva, and therefore there's no shomea ke'oneh. And there's also no arvus, because there's no arvus from a woman to a man, according to the Noda Behuda. So it would come out that if a woman makes a bracha, the vatala b'shogeg, and she intends to be mo'otzi a man, it wouldn't work. Only man to a man will work, but not woman to a man. And with this, we could also answer the stira we saw in Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the first shir. So I'll let you figure that out. And Baruch Hashem, we saw in the Flos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem about why there's no arvus by Birchas Hananen, because you have to be nene. Chazal are only metaking a bracha if there's hana. If there's no hana, there's no hana, there's no bracha, and mimele you can't make a bracha for somebody else who didn't make the bracha. That's only lechatchila de kesvara. But b'di'evit, there is arvus. And that's only man to a man, not man to a woman. And we saw that applies both to Birchas HaMazon and to Birchas HaNenen. And also if someone makes a bracha b'shogeg, also he can be motzi others. If because even though he's not nene, but that's only a lechatchila de kesvar, but the avid can be motzi others. And so the chilik between achilas pas on Shabbos, that even though it's a mitzvah, there's no arvus because you're not being nene. Because the word is you have to be nene. But shchita and truma, there is arvus. Why? Because by shchita and truma, you don't have to be nene. In order for there to be arvus, you don't have to be nene. If it was mitzad chova, so and rishus, it wouldn't make sense because achilas pasan Shabbos is a chova. So why is there no arvus? He's not being nene. Since he's not being nene, can't make the bracha. If you're not being nene, but by truma and shchita, there's no chiyuv hana. So therefore, there is arvus. And obviously, there's a lot more to say on this sugya, and we pray to Hashem that we're able to say it. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.